Zed On Air Music presents Long Player.
Recently, Auckland two-piece Blamethrower released a split EP with their mates Growin' Downs. So Luke and Kiara make up Blamethrower. At the moment, Luke lives in Christchurch. He moved down there recently, and Kiara is up here in Auckland. So we got Kiara in the studio, and we gave Luke a little call on Skype to have a chat about their half of the split EP. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
G'day. Hello.
How's Christchurch treating you?
It's okay, it's cold. But yeah, no, it's good. I just got a new job, so that's fun.
What prompted the move down to Christchurch?
Like, all my family was here, and I was in Perth before here.
Yeah.
Before Auckland, and that sucked. So it's like, and Auckland's too stressful for me.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I just needed to kind of pull back for like my own mental health, really.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But now you've got a long distance band with Cozy.
It's a true long distance relationship, eh, Luke?
I don't know if it's an actual band.
It's half. It's when people are like, what bands are you in? I'm always like, oh, like 2.5?
Maybe. Why does Blamethrower not qualify as a proper band?
I don't know if it ever has qualified
as a
proper
band. It's also true. The only time we ever played shows was when Master Blaster and Markdown were on tour, pretty much only ever. So it was like we were both there anyway, and we just jumped on. But we never really did our own shows.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's the fact that... Like, I don't think it's because we're lazy, because that's definitely not it.
Mm-mm. That's just you, eh?
That's definitely me. But, like, I considered it more of a way to drink beers during the week.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you guys have done a few recordings. You've got this split out now with Grown Downs, but this is not your first recording. So there's definitely some, like, you know, legitimateness there.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm talking just for myself, Luke, but I love Blamethrower. Like, it's just like, it was a poppy side project that was just like easy, just two best mates hanging out. Because we used to be Power Crews, we were a three piece, Harry left, and we're like, we're not going to replace her because the two of us are best mates. Why would we get a third wheel to our best matedness?
Someone to just feel awkward all the
time. Yeah, exactly. We don't need a bassist. Get out. We don't need anyone who can actually sing.
And people actually did ask to play bass.
Yeah.
Like, people that can actually sing and stuff, and it's just like...
They wanted to be in your gang, and you're like, nah.
You don't make the cut, actually. This is a two-piece.
Yeah.
That's it.
So how did the split with Grown Downs come about?
I saw Grown Downs for the first time when I actually went on tour with Master Blaster, filling Luke's spot because he had to go down to Christchurch. And we played underneath the Tauranga Harbour Bridge, and they played. And they were awesome. It was one of their first shows. And then last year, the two of them came up, Grown Downs came up and played The Vault. And Luke and I had already recorded this EP, and we were kind of just sitting on it. And Grown Downs came and played. I was like, you guys are amazing. Would you do a split with us? And totally just proposed to them. And then I told Luke, this is what we're doing. And... there you have it.
Cute. And so the studio you recorded in is called Piss Fart Records.
Yeah.
can you tell us a bit about Piss Fart Records,
Luke?
I don't know a huge amount. I just know it's the guy from Drunk Mums, which is a pretty cool Melbourne-based band. He just like a shaggy haired long dude that came down and
shaggy haired long dude.
You know, shaggy long haired dude. Sorry, I've only just woken up. I do afternoon and night shifts now. Yeah, you take it away, Coz, because I don't really know a hang of a lot.
Band mum. Luke was in Perth, I was in Auckland, and it was my 21st last year. So I was like, Luke, for my 21st we're gonna meet up in Melbourne and we're gonna play some shows and record an EP. He's like, yeah, sounds good. There's a theme of me telling Luke what we're doing, and he just...
And going, okay.
Sure thing. It works out, though. But, yeah, so...
Someone's got to take charge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he takes charge in other aspects of the band, but I'm the organiser. And, yeah, so decided we wanted to record the CP because we had all these songs that we'd written but hadn't recorded when he was still in Auckland. So just looked up a few different places online, a few different studios, and this guy does really cool recordings and he did it for real cheap. So hit him up and he was keen, popped over.
Yeah. Easy does it.
Easy does it.
It was a real gentle recording as well, like real low stress. Mm. He was, in terms of like garagey punk, I guess, he was kind of like on the same page right from the get-go, so it made it pretty easy.
And it was like a live recording, so like Luke played guitar, I played drums in the same room, there was just like one baffle between us.
Oh, right.
So it was like very much like Luke and I at practice or at a show or anything else, it was really natural.
Yeah. So let's go through the tracks a little bit. The first one is Loreza Pam Party. So who wrote this song? Who wrote the lyrics?
Both of us?
Yeah, there was just just sitting in the garage drinking, at Tiger Spit Garage actually, RIP, and drinking beers and kind of just wrote it together.
Is that how it usually goes with the songs?
For the most part, it's just both of us together, which is the first time I've ever done that in a band, where we just sit there and we go, what about this? No, what about this? No, what about this? Yes.
Usually Luke brings a riff to the table. Yeah, and if you change that note to that note and kind of build on it together.
What I like, I mean, you just told me you recorded this EP, I guess, live, but you managed to get quite a big sound for two people. I thought there was like layering and stuff going on here.
Luke did one guitar overdub.
Yeah.
And then we did vocals separately. No bass or anything though, eh?
No. And yeah, it actually turned, considering we just did like one vocal take as well. Yeah.
And Luke was so sick when we recorded it. We'd like arrived in Melbourne, we'd had a practice the day before, which was the first time we'd played together in like, 6 months?
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it's gonna be sick, cool. Wake up the next day. And Luke like couldn't talk. He was like feverish and sweating and like blurry eyed.
So it's more like a shooter ephedrine party than a Loreza.
Yeah, totally. It very much was.
Yeah, 100%.
But man, Luke pulled through.
On you, Luke.
I don't know how you did it. I really don't.
I love in this track, there's those little finger slides. I don't know what they're called. Are they called dive bombs?
Oh, like pick slides.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
It's such a hair metal thing almost.
Yeah, 100%. It's so cool.
That's the next direction for Planthrower. We're actually a thrash band.
Yeah.
And I like the end of this track where you guys sing that incomplete lyric where the music stops and you guys keep going.
Yeah. I think we only did that because Loreza Pam is in like an antidepressant for like when you're at your lowest. And Luke and I were pretty, both of us were in a pretty dark space when we wrote this whole EP.
Yeah.
And so we'd have anxiety attacks, whatever, and the other would dish one, the other out of lorazepam, and everything would be all gravy again. And that last line was like, the point at which you can't function without lorazepam is just who you are. It's part of your day to day.
Yeah.
So
as I was listening to this EP, sort of around the third or fourth song, I'm like, there's definitely a theme emerging here.
Of two people slowly slipping off the rails.
Yeah. And not that slowly either.
No, it was.
It's pretty brutal.
It's like the Christchurch now.
Yeah.
So much more peaceful.
The second song is Coward. I really like the call and response happening in this song.
That's kind of like a trademark for us. That kind of comes down, I think, because we do just yell for the most part, well, for the whole thing, that it's like doing call and response not only sounds cool and kind of, I don't know, is reminiscent of other eras, but then also it gives us time to breathe because just yelling nonstop takes out of you so much.
Mm. And neither of us are seasoned vocalists, so I lose my voice and Luke gets a headache by the end of like the second song. The two of us are in pieces usually, so we have to kind of learn to pace ourselves a bit better.
Yeah.
Which is the call and response. Shut up!
The third song on the EP is Best Friend, which it's a cute song about best friends, as the title may give away. I'm guessing that's you two best friends.
No, I hate Luke. I don't know if you know about Luke, but he's a real piece of shit.
Yeah, and I smell like one too.
Oh, yeah, fuck. That isn't a joke. That is real. That is real.
I can't comment on this. I don't want to get in the middle of this.
Take my word for it, Danielle.
I'm that third wheel now. I'm like, okay, you guys, just do the interview by yourselves. Then.
You can go make yourself a cup of coffee. That's all gravy. No, it is about us. Luke wrote it.
Oh,
that's
Luke.
One he wrote by himself.
Yeah, that was. I was sitting. I live in the middle of town in Auckland, like right beside the art gallery, and I had this lush chairs room. Then moved rooms because I couldn't afford it, and I ended up moving into like a cupboard, like a Harry Potter cupboard that had no windows, and it was just so grim. The bed couldn't fit in the room, so I had a single bed, and when you're in your mid-20s, like, it just gets pretty dire. But Cozy was in the same boat, and I wrote that song Best Friend one day, but I knew that she was just down the road real groovy. Like,
not in a cupboard.
But like having a miserable time.
Yeah.
And so like, the lyrics of like, I am strong, I am wrong, I am dumb, I'm no fucking fun. It's like that whole, am I allowed to swear?
Yes, is that okay? You can swear.
like just having huge self-doubt all the time, but then kind of swinging it around and being like, that's not true. Because I've hung out with you so many times.
I love that.
You're cool.
Luke brought it to practice. He like met me at work and we walked to Tiger Spit together. And he was like, oh, I did you read the lyrics I sent you today? And I was in a real bad mood. I was like, nah, man, I haven't had the time. And he's like, oh, you should have. Oh, got to Tiger Spit and he played it to me. And I just like teared up, just suddenly like, I love this song.
Like the beginning of this song too, there's that like tight short little riff happening where you guys like sound like you really enjoy playing together.
Yeah
That riff is, it reminds me of like Rackets or Mint Chicks or something. Like it's got that kind of fun vibe to it. I think
it's definitely the most carefree song on the EP. I think musically it matches. Like you can, we kind of like hop along.
Yeah, it's not just straight 4/4 trying to power through a bunch of punk riffs.
Yeah, it's not us just pessimistic and cynical and depressed. I mean, it is a bit, but like with a good twist.
Yeah,
I think the next song, Losing My Mind, has that classic riff.
Yeah,
that's a real classic, like party garage rock kind of riff. Eh?
Yeah, yeah.
And Power Cruise, we used to do a cover of this real cool band that Cozy ended up playing a show with, but the song was called Wormhole, and they've got
so
really
close,
sweet.
You went nowhere near. It's Assholes by Mommy Longlegs.
I was doing two things at once, but yeah, and I think I kind of stole it from that.
yeah, Losing My Mind is about that point when, again, it's pretty bleak, but we laugh about it. That's the whole point.
Yeah, for sure.
Both incredibly depressed. And that we reached this point where we were both like, holy shit, we've lost our minds. Like, this is crazy. This is what psychosis is. Then we both went on to antidepressants and we're like, oh no, we were just madly depressed.
Oh.
It's okay.
Yeah, I think this is the point in the EP where I'm like, oh yeah, there's a real theme.
Yeah.
There's a real theme.
We kind of found, like, as more conversations were happening, like just opening up to one another and talking to more people, it's like, oh, this isn't like an outlier.
Mm-mm.
Like, so many people within our friend groups or, you know, wider areas were all going through the same thing. So it's just like, yeah, it was pretty pertinent at the time, I think.
For sure.
Yeah. And also something that we both agreed, like, shouldn't be hidden. Like, there's no shame in having mental illnesses, and it sucks, but there can be light found in it and you can get through it. And I leant heavily on Luke in that time and still do.
And vice versa.
Yeah. So I think it was just like, it's okay. You know, we all go through this. Well, a lot of us go through this, and that's okay.
Definitely. And more than anything, that's what I think, going back right to the first question, sorry to keep going on, that's what I think Blame Thrower was. It was like a way of catharsis, because then you can laugh and joke about how we're losing our marbles or whatever, and then go, all right, we're losing it, but let's make something of it and let's enjoy our friendship and, you know, and work through it together. So.
I definitely think they're important conversations to have, and it does seem like more people are open to having those conversations than maybe even 10 years ago or 5 years ago. And I like to think of it like the thing of, we all have mental health that we all need to take care of.
So it's
not like isolated to people who are just having a bad time.
None, exactly.
No, yeah, everybody needs to do self-love.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, I think particularly in the punk scene that we were in at the time, it wasn't really addressed that much. Mm. And then suddenly everyone kind of simultaneously seemed to have a series of crises in their personal lives.
Yeah.
And then it just opened and it was okay. And that's, I think, when the community really strengthens.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure.
The last song, the closing song, is Madhouse.
Mm.
What do you guys want to tell me about Madhouse?
Madhouse is our political banger.
Yeah, that's not actually about anything miserable, really. No. Oh, that's not personal miseries. Yeah.
It's about, like, Trump and North Korea and kind of the rise of hatred and fascism and, like, alt-right and extreme right. And how politics have turned into this kind of crazy house where all these politicians who run our country are just barking like dogs and just trying to get the most power out of it.
And everyone's pretty much on a running race to see how ridiculous they can be, basically. Like your Pauline Hansons or what may be, like, it's literally a race to the madhouse.
Yeah. And it's become more and more pertinent since then with Theresa May and the rest of it too. You know, it just...
Yeah.
We wrote it like 18 months ago now, but it's kind of more relevant than ever now.
Oh my goodness, that's so bleak to think about. Sadly, it's even more.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting a phone call. I'm getting offered a job, guys.
Racing down the track. Fingers crossed behind your back.
That wasn't... I actually am getting a phone call from my new job today, but that was my cousin
about... You couldn't see the caller ID?
About playing golf. No, because my phone was on the other side of the room, so I was trying to hide it, so then it wouldn't make a racket.
You're a bloody racket, silent. Luke.
Nah, you're all good, Luke. So you guys are going to South Africa?
Yeah.
In like a week's time?
Yeah.
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 Oh my God.
Are you not feeling organized, Luke?
I'm never feeling organized.
Because you never are organized.
This is why Cozy is awesome.
Oh, no.
So what prompted South Africa of all places?
I've got family over there. Mm-hmm. And my grandma's there, and she's real old. So I was going over to visit anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I called Luke up one day, and I was like, Luke, I'm going to South Africa. Would you like to come with? And he was like, yep. Which, again, it's the same story, just with a different line. Yeah, totally. So he was keen, I was keen, and then it was just a matter of how do we do it.
Yeah, how'd you end up lining up shows? Because you got shows over a few different places, right?
Yeah, so we've got 5 shows in 5 different cities. Mm. We were pretty lucky because I don't know what the punk scene is like there at all. It's not... The way that South Africans use technology is remarkably different to how we do it here, so it's not like I can just like look through event pages or anything like that.
Mm.
But I was lucky enough to find 3 different booking agents who kind of did each region.
Mm.
And they've been really generous. It's been so easy.
Amazing.
Yeah, so just kind of hit up a few different people and they're like, yep, we'll book you this show at this time, at this place. We'll see you there.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a great time.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Blamethrower, for having a chat about your new EP. And thank you, Luke, for setting up a Skype account specifically to have a chat from Christchurch.
No problems. And now I have it for good, so I can use it for... all my Skype.
Yeah, you can Skype us anytime you like.
When we're in South Africa, we'll be Skyping BFM.
That was Blamethrower, Luke and Kiara, talking about their new split EP that they've put out with Grondowns. If you want to check that out, head over to Bandcamp and look up Blamethrower.
That was Longplayer. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.